Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. It's Wednesday, the time is 6 o'clock, the date is the 9th day of May, and the year is 2018. The Jewish day today is the 24th of Iyar, 5778. My name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my porn stars. So, we don't have the fifth porn star, Sasha Star. She is in Israel.
Enjoying the sun.
I hope so. I really
Roy, which sun would that be?
Funny weather.
The sun.
Yeah, the sun. Not a sun's in Israel.
No, the sun.
Yeah, it's funny weather.
It's quite funny weather. I believe it was hailing the other day.
It was hailing the other day, and today it's hot, and tomorrow it's going to be raining again. I don't know.
And the next day is going to be all toast.
It's called Aviv.
Okay. Aviv.
Tel Aviv.
Frogs.
Tel Aviv band.
I remember a girl by the name of Aviva. Anyway, let's carry on. Live this.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you?
I do.
What was it stormy?
Do you remember a girl by the name of Ora?
What was her name?
Ora?
Ora Yachzut.
No, I will tell you later.
How this name reminds us all kind of. Huh?
And smells remind you. Names remind you. Anyway, if you didn't figure it out, this is the Pawn Stars Unplugged. The time is now 6:12. And who do we have here with us? We've got from the Dips White Park. He comes to us, the gentle giant, also our coin and ticket memorabilia expert, Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone.
Yes, from 96 Central Drive, running the most beautiful establishment called Top Cash, is also our Swiss watch and diamond expert, is Leal Rimon.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you, Roy.
Please, just your introduction. It is not the most beautiful.
It is quite beautiful.
It's not better than ours.
I think John, there's a message about John. John from the...
Which?
From your story.
Which John?
John from your story. Introduce me to John. So what's the
John
message?
John has been married to Lorraine for 30 years. John cheats on her with Claire Lee. Lorraine divorced him. John can see Claire Lee now. Lorraine is gone.
Well done.
And you're good.
Definitely the same John.
I love the John. It's not a John Travolta.
No.
No, it's a dear John.
It's a dear.
See you soon, Susie.
Or a John Deere.
Oh, the John Deere. Yeah.
He's very dear.
You know, John Deere was actually a person.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah, he invented
the one from the tractors.
Yeah, 100% is a person.
I don't believe any of that.
Believe it.
It's all marketing.
Without belief, Maccabi Tel Aviv wouldn't...
wouldn't beat CSKA.
Yeah, CSKA. So, all right. So, he's here. He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Say hello to... Peter Feldman!
Thank you, gentlemen, and it's so nice to be back in the studio with such a crafty team.
Why are you calling Irene a gentleman?
You are a gentleman.
No, you're calling Irene a gentleman, it's right.
I forgot all about Irene. Irene, I'm so sorry. I apologize most profusely.
Must profusely? What is that?
I don't know, but she's the ladiest lady.
Yes.
She's also a guy. She's part of the team, aren't
she? She's the lady. She's the lady that gives me hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the depths of Kaishin in Hyde Park. She's also a jewelry person. So if anyone needs any ring or pendant or whatever for any occasion. Oh, by the way, we've got the weekend. We've got Mother's Day. So Mother's Day, you need, gold jewelry, diamonds, call her. 011-325-7777, and her name is Irene Bauer.
Hello.
Well, we've got with us as well the father of the fifth porn star, which is not here, so he's here alone. I want you to welcome Moshe Starograd.
Yay! Nice being here.
Thank you. So, our technician,
the man in the yellow jersey.
The man in the yellow jersey. Our technician, Tabo Scotch.
Yay! He hovers, you know. He hovers around the studio.
He does, eh?
Yeah, he freaks everybody out.
I want to say as well. I have to introduce her, but you know, last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. And we've got such an industry. Please welcome Nicole. I don't know her surname.
She still
She doesn't have a surname. It's same as Madonna.
Yeah.
It's one name.
Like Elvis.
Or Adele.
Like Elvis. You see, she still have bronchitis.
I thought about Sting, but
but this is because of the close
like
service that she is giving. She
yes,
she
exactly. Must be careful. One of the services give you bronchitis if you're
exactly.
Not careful.
Yeah, yeah. If you're not careful.
Yeah.
Or if you don't give the service
what
right.
What service are you talking about?
Irene, it's not for kids.
Making coffee.
It's a family show.
What? Yes.
It's a family show.
So keep your mind out the gutter.
We're busy warming people up.
So what I want to say is,
it's
if you're listening,
world, it's your thoughts.
If you're listening from all over the world, and I know there's a lot of people that listen to us from outside South Africa, because I'm getting mail from everywhere. I know I repeat every month, every week, from USA, Canada, South America, Argentina, Chile, Costa Rica, Mexico, Spain, Portugal, Cyprus, Greece, Israel, more and more. Basically, wherever you are, first of all, we love all South Africans, wherever you are in the world. Secondly, thank you for listening to us. I know it's only once a week, and some people say to us, why don't you do it every day? Why don't you? I'm a pawn shop. I don't have time to come every day.
You're a pawn shop.
I don't have time to come every day.
I think to say South Africa is discriminating. There's a lot of Israelis that listen to us in Israel as well.
I know. And not only my family.
And Australia.
Oh, yeah.
And like, yeah,
and
all
New
over.
Zealand.
But I didn't wherever I receive letters and emails, I say. So anyway, what we're doing now is every week we're doing a video, but a very nice video. So you can see all of us in it's like a donut kind
of
video.
All of us. All of you. Yeah. More all of you, but
aren't you taking...
No, it's not,
not sometimes, but it's getting cut off usually.
It's not important.
It's only on you, Mr. Vanity.
Yes.
We'll make sure to show all our faces smiling.
Please.
Hopefully.
So just look at this video, the videos, and I promise you're going to really, really like it. So just go into Facebook, YouTube, whatever, and you'll find us.
Not whatever, Facebook.
Roy Peretz.
YouTube.
Okay, but you don't have it at the moment.
We're launching a Facebook. New program, Gra. Oh. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever is good.
Whatever goes on.
Roy, so, did you see the studio numbers?
Oh, the studio numbers.
But
yes, guys.
They're not new anymore.
It's only... Oh. They took the new one.
Yeah,
they took the new one. You see, I told you.
6 months passed. It's okay.
All right. Our studio numbers are 01014030020. So I repeat that. The studio numbers, not the new ones, 01014020.
3020. No, nobody knows where.
So no one knows. Let me repeat it properly.
Too much water.
01014030020. Our WhatsApp line 061-895-1019, and it will cost you $1.50, but it's coming quick. 34519. That's our SMS line. Listen, guys, today we're going to talk about insults. So please send us some insults that you'd say to the next guy. Please, like, keep it family-ish. So yeah, because we're on the time with family. Don't say bad thing too much. No, you can say bad.
Are you doing your own
we can
roast?
Laugh. We can, yeah.
You're doing your own roast?
No. Don't insult me. Insult your wife or like your sister, your brother, your uncle.
And what's wrong with insulting men?
Oh, you can insult me too. No problem. Insult. Who cares?
Insult everybody. Sure. Yes, as long as it's funny.
I want to say, funny insults.
We don't want to hurt anybody. We want to laugh.
Love.
Yeah, so...
Love is in the air. And let me tell you who's loving.
Not love.
Who's,
laugh.
Not love? what's wrong with love?
A lot.
So listen to this. I want you guys to talk about it later. Let me be serious for about 2 seconds. Or 2 seconds. Not
finish.
Much. Listen to this.
Done.
No. Listen to this, guys. Listen.
You want to hear a joke?
I prepare it now especially for you. So hold on. Why is it not playing?
Are you on the right button this time?
This time I'm on the right button.
Oh, Roy, if you take your gloves off, it'll probably be better too.
All right, so I'm going to start talking about... So whatever you don't like or whoever doesn't like Trump, join now with all the Ayatollahs from Iran. They don't like him anymore. Because he says, I will do what I promised to my voters. The nuclear agreement is a bad one and I will end it. I will cancel it in the form it's written. So, sanctions are back to the Ayatollahs. And I think the hostages... The hostages are the 80 million poor Iranians that are under the regime that hijacked the country in the 80s and brought the Iranian economy to its knees. Economy that was a leader in the whole area when the Iranian Shah was the ruler. The relations with the neighboring countries were great.
Even Israel.
No, there were great relations with Israel, yeah. Till the peace lover Ayatollah Khomeini, I'm sure you remember him.
The great
peace lover Ayatollah Khomeini took over the Iranian government, and almost immediately a war broke between Iran and Iraq. To be exact, on 22nd September 1980.
So I thought you said 20 seconds it took him to start the war. No, but you're not too far.
No, it's about a year and a half. Okay. It took him to start. So basically from February, he took over. There was a revolution was on February 1979. By September 1980, he managed to fight with everybody. So a war broke out and he fought with a neighbor. And war was 8 years long. 8 years old till 1988. Till Iran accepted the UN ceasefire. Just to let the listener know, Iran was a great American ally and had great achievement in medicine, technology, and science. Now the people are oppressed under bad and very, very ruthless dictatorship. The regime is ruling the land, but it's really, really a terrible regime. So Trump said, no more agreement. And the Iranian regime immediately said that the USA... Believe it or not, I mean, I can't understand it, that the USA will be isolated and no one else would like them anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
So Iran is not going to do business anymore with the US?
No. So he said, no, because the USA is now saying, no, we don't want to do. So. So then, where were we? So in the meantime, European countries... being European, you know, European being European, and happy with the stupid agreement, tried to convince Trump to carry on with the agreement, as many European companies already working on contracts with the Iranians. And like they did with the German bullies, and didn't work. You know what happened? I mean, Second World War, what happened? Before Second World War, Hitler started giving power. They were worried. They said, okay, let's make agreements with him so you won't kill us. Let us give them, we'll give them the Jews, we'll give them whatever they want, and they won't kill us. But like with bullies, you can't make agreement with bullies.
In the end, they turn on you.
In the end, they turn on you.
Like what happened?
So, what Trump said, I'm not going to be bullied by those ones. I'm bigger bully than you. I'm going to bully you. But at the end of the day, what he said is, I'm not scared of you, and I will not make peace-loving agreement with the nation that shouts in the streets death to America and burn the US flag
and the Israelis and the Jews to burn the US flag it's okay because they can't reach US with the missiles, but to burn the Israeli flag it's a little bit more serious issue,
I must say,
because even if the threats are not serious, we have to take them seriously.
Yeah, I promise you. Somebody says here, hey Hashem, bless Donald Trump. Who too?
Hey Hashem.
Yeah. May Hashem bless. I'm sure he's blessed. Listen, he's got like billions of dollars. First of all, he's blessed. I'm sure he's blessed. They say, Roy, here's an insult. The only people listening to you in Israel are your mothers. How many mothers do you think?
How many mothers?
Got one. The fathers, maybe a lot. Mothers, one.
We got at least four mothers.
You wish?
Well, I don't know.
You wish you had listeners there, Anthony. I wish. But I've got brothers too, my brother.
Roy, we got four mothers as the Jewish nation, so that's four.
Four fathers?
No, three fathers.
Only three?
Yeah, only two.
Oh, you're right.
Only.
I look
disappointed.
But you can count all our mothers and fathers, so it's all right. It's the show.
Anyway, we're going to go to a nice song. I'll tell you afterwards... why we're doing this song. Oh, let me tell you, I'm going to do a song for us, actually, for the first time in a long, long time.
I thought you were going to put today's one of your favorite people in the world, singers.
Who?
I know,
but hold on a second.
Hold on.
But I'm going just now, and I want to say his age.
Before that, hold on.
His age is my favorite number.
You're going to be even happier with this. Trust me. You're going to like that one. I'm telling you.
This one
you're going to like.
And that one.
Ah!
It's the same.
But I don't know what's happening with this system.
No, that's not correct.
The system might work second hand. Yeah, now it's going to work. Listen to that one.
Second hand.
No, the other one.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have...
that.
The movie review with Peter Feldman. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Roy. It's nice to be on the road to the movies.
Yeah.
I think one of the movies I saw was with Charlize Theron. I don't know, her movie choices over the last couple of years have been really bad. You know, after she did Monster some years ago and she won an Academy Award, I don't know, she seems to be going in all directions. And the new movie she's in is called Tully. And it's Diablo Cody and Jason Reitman have combined again with her. She was in a movie called A Young Adult. So after that, they've decided now to do Tully. And Tully is about, after having a baby, you go into a kind of depression. A lot of women go through that phase. And in order to play this role, Charlize Theron had to put on so much weight, Roy, you wouldn't have recognized her. About 30 pounds. She's unglamorous. She's a slob. And it's a really depressing movie. And she doesn't know what to do. She's got this baby. It's always crying. She is beyond herself. She doesn't have any help. Her husband goes off to work and is not really concerned. But she has a very rich brother. And he says, look, I'm going to get you a night nanny. Now, in America, they have night nannies. These are women who come in and work for 8 hours looking after the baby while you get a good night's sleep. And this woman is named Tully. She is the night nanny and is played by a young actress called Mackenzie Davis. And she settles everything. She sorts everything out. And Tully really gets to know Marlo, who is the character that Charlize Theron plays. But it's a depressing film, and midway between the beginning and the end, something goes wrong. They go into a kind of twilight zone. And at the end, it leaves the ending open, and it'll be interesting for listeners who've seen the movie, who will see the movie when it opens on Friday, to come to their own conclusions. I can't tell you more, Roy, about it, because that is the crux of the film.
What is the name of the movie again?
It's called Tully.
Tully.
T-U-L-L-Y. And that opens on Friday. Then there's a film which I unfortunately didn't manage to see, but it's called Beirut. And it's set in 1982. And
it was when the war...
That's right. It's caught in the crossfire of the Civil War when the CIA operatives must send a former U.S. diplomat to negotiate for the life of a friend that this guy left behind. It's directed by Brad Anderson, and it stars John Hamm. The Office, John Hamm, very mad. One of those TV series, Mad Men or something.
I don't really watch much TV.
No, nor do I, but he's a very well-known name. Rosamund Pike, who is very, very famous, and a guy named Mark Pellegrino. And it's a hostage drama, and my colleagues say it's not bad and it's not good. It's okay. So I'm going to believe them. Then there is a third movie, and this is quite interesting because the movie's called Traffic, and it's about human trafficking. And the director didn't know whether to make it a serious drama or to make it a B-grade kind of Rambo-type action movie.
Rambo-type.
Now
you got my attention.
No, I've got you. I thought I would, Roy. And what happens is that these two people, loving couple, have been working hard. She's an investigative journalist. He builds beautiful motor cars from scratch. And they decide to go into the mountains to this beautiful mansion, which is loaned to them by a friend who's an agent, sports agent. He's got the connections, so they go into the mountains. On the way there, they stop at a gas station or a petrol station in South Africa, and they bump into this biker gang, and things get worse. Things start happening. And in the toilet, the one character is given a phone. She doesn't know about it. The phone is slipped into her bag. When she gets back to the mansion, she suddenly notices there's this phone. And on the phone are pictures of all these abused women. And suddenly she realizes something's going on. The biker gang suddenly realize what's going on, that this couple now have evidence of what's going on. So they raid the mansion. It's an action film from beginning to end. People are blown up.
Any known artists?
Yes, there were a couple of people that I saw there. Paula Patton, She's a black artist, African American. She's a co-producer of the play, of the production. Also, there is Omar Epps, who is a very good actor.
Yeah.
So the two of them are the focal points, and the others are in the area, you know, in the also working with them. The other couple, the biker gang, is led by a guy called Luke Goss. Luke Goss was a British singer, and he's now playing the head of this syndicate. In the trafficking, and there's some horrific scenes of abuse. Children, these women have been locked up, and what's happened to them. I didn't like the movie at all, apart from the action sequences, which some people might find appealing. But the message is lost by, you know, overlooking the true message by going for this kind of B-grade action type environment. So there you are, Roy. You've got
another movie, Traffic. Years ago,
Traffic,
Michael Douglas and
Soderbergh did the movie. Steven Soderbergh. That was a brilliant movie.
Yes,
because it had all these different people. Remember,
so how comes it the same name? I don't know.
No, it's spelled differently. It's Traffic.
Okay.
So they want to differentiate.
Traffic.
Yeah. Traffic. Yeah, it's you Traffic. Know it's one of those crazy things.
So here you go. You got three movies. Give us the 1, 2, or 3.
Right. That's going to be a bit difficult. I think probably Tully would be above Traffic. I didn't see Beirut. And there was another movie called Sherlock Gnomes, which is a comedy. It's about, you know, these gnomes you have in your garden? Well, it's an animator. They come alive. Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
They're playing along. Well, this is Sherlock Gnomes. He's all got right. to solve a mystery.
Is it a funny movie?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Guys, you hear that? There's basically a 3, 4, and 5. There's no 1, 2, 3.
There's no 1, 2. Great, Roy. Yeah. Thanks. And now I'm off to the Joy of Jazz, the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz tonight. I'm launching the program, which is going to be in September at the Sandton Convention Center.
And tonight
they're announcing who the artists are who will be coming out. So I'm going to meet the guys and see what's happening, and we'll discuss it maybe tomorrow, Roy, on your show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Roy.
We'll
see you tomorrow morning, and thank you so much, guys. So we're going to say goodbye to Peter, and we're going to see him tomorrow morning with Roy and friends. Thank you so much, and we're going to go. Let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let you make a little bit of guesswork. I don't know. I'm sure you remember this guy. Now, believe it or not, William Martin Joel. Everybody knows him as Billy Joel. He's an American singer, songwriter, and pianist.
He's from Jewish roots, huh?
He's Jewish. Commonly nicknamed as a piano
German
man.
Jew.
Written several songs, many of which focus on piano as a primary instrument. And I think this song is, for me, he made an amazing impact in my life, so it was nice. He was born in May 9, today, 1949. It makes him a 69 years old person. I know that Liel wanted to say, that's for you, Liel. He's 69 years old. What more I can say about him? He says, I'd rather laugh with sinners than cry with saints. Me too. The sinners are much more fun. The good old days aren't always good, and tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems. And we're back. Please don't forget our studio number 010-140-3020. You can also WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. 34519, that's our SMS line. And people saying Palestinians are calling for the May 14 U.S. Embassy to move to Tel Aviv. From Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. They call it a day of rage. A day of rage everywhere. What else is new? The mere fact that Jews live and breathe in the, what is it, ancestral land has them enraged. You must stop using those words with us. I mean, I'm breaking my teeth. Anyway,
simple English.
When do they have like a happy day? They always got anger day. Always no happy days. What can I say? So I'm applauding to them. And let me tell you something. we're gonna close this one down, guys. Don't forget to our insults. So let's start insulting. So who do we have here? Oh, okay. Well, I've got some insults. All right, good. So what do we have? If laughter is the best medicine. If laughter is the best medicine, your face must be curing the world.
I give you one. Well, you are like my asthma. You take my breath away.
Your family tree must be a cactus because everyone on it is a... I'm not going to say the word because otherwise people will say I did something wrong. So I told you guys, you must keep it down. You don't, yeah. Eitan, what do you have for us?
Never laugh at your significant one choices because you are one of them.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. No, I'm not insulting you. I'm describing you. I like it. I like that. I like that one.
You know what is the best medicine for marriage?
I know.
Alcoholism.
It says, it's better to let someone think you're an idiot than to open your mouth and prove it.
You know, I married Mrs. Wright. I just didn't find out before that her first name is always. You know what is the ideal marriage?
Ideal marriage?
The ideal one.
Yeah.
Between a blind man and a deaf woman.
100%.
Sorry, either way, a blind woman and a deaf man. Yeah,
100%,
sorry.
100%, 100%. It's better to let... If I had a face like yours, I'd sue my parents.
Roy.
What?
That's not.
I didn't write it. I mean, the people write
I've
it.
I've got for you one. It's just
thank
slightly
you.
Long. Are you familiar with the tingly feeling that you get all over your body when you start develop feeling to someone?
If I'm familiar,
you know what it means.
I actually forgot about it. Yeah.
Well, it actually means that all your common sense leave your body.
Good one. Good one. Good one. Your birth certificate is an apology letter from the condom factory.
Why?
That's you a remember good one. Last time That's I was talking one. About the couple in a restaurant?
Yeah.
I've got the other way around this time, and this couple sitting in the restaurant, you know, very romantic dinner. And the woman is whistling to the man, please tell me something to make my heart racing. So he told her, I forgot my wallet.
Wait, I've got one for you.
Good one,
talking
yeah.
to a liberal is like trying to explain social media to a 70-year-old. You don't get it.
Again, slowly.
Say again. So talking to a liberal is...
like trying to explain social media to a 70-year-old. Okay, never
okay.
mind.
Love is a form of amnesia, where the girls forget there is another 1.2 billion guys out there.
Okay, here's another one. Let's see if you get this one. You have two parts of brain, left and right. In the left side, there's nothing. Right. In the right side, there's nothing left.
Oh, that's a good one. I like it. I like
okay,
it. I like
you
it.
Got this.
I'm jealous of people who don't know you.
I've got for you something cute. Love is getting mad at someone.
Guys, keep them coming. Keep them coming. 061-895-1019. Keep them coming. Yeah.
So love is getting mad at someone, telling that person to go to hell. And then hoping that they will get there safely.
Okay, I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Is your bottom jealous of the amount of poop that just came out of your mouth?
I've got for
That's you
a you. Nice...
That's
you,
that joke.
You need a bulldozer for all the poop
I've
you
I've got
see.
For you some yeah. pickup line. Pickup line.
Yeah.
He said, look, I don't know what's your name. But it must be Wi-Fi, because I am feeling a strong connection over here.
Oh, I've got one for you,
what?
Right?
Your name is a Wi-Fi, because I have strong connection.
Oh, right.
I've got one for you.
Yeah. This is high-tech.
Come, guys, keep them coming. But keep them coming.
You're old
nice.
Enough to remember when emojis were called hieroglyphics.
I don't even know what hieroglyphic is, but I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Yeah.
I've got for you a hard question.
Yeah?
Let's see. This is a test for you.
Yeah?
What kind of institution is marriage?
It's an institution, like every other institution.
What kind of? You explain it. Okay, so
like
let me explain.
Like a psychiatric institution.
It's a very simple one. Okay, I will explain to you. This is where the man, okay, is losing the bachelor degree.
Yeah.
And the wife getting the master degree.
So, my psychiatrist told me I was crazy, and I said I want a second opinion, and she said, okay, you're ugly too.
You know what is the perfect husband?
No.
The one who keeps his mouth shut and the checkbook open.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. It's not so funny.
Ah, I've got one for you. If I wanted to kill myself, I'd climb your ego and jump to your IQ.
This is a bit naughty, but what kind of food reduce the woman's in the life?
Yeah.
A wedding cake, reduced by 90%.
The woman's oomph. Yeah.
The oomph.
Oomph. Brains, Ethan, don't worry. Brains isn't anything. In your case, it's nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
Says, I don't know what makes you so stupid, but it really works.
You know the difference between a wife and a girlfriend?
Huh?
Around 45 kg.
Anyway, this guy sees his mother-in-law driving in a car. Says, where are you going? Says, I'm going to the cemetery. Says, and who'll bring back the car?
Good one, Mushon. Good one. Behind every fat woman, there's a beautiful woman. No, seriously, move, you're in the way.
How hard it is to lose a wife?
To
nowadays, almost impossible.
Yeah, we've got a lot of 061-895-1019. Our studio number is 010-140-3020. Thank you guys for sending us. The time is now 6:55. We're going to read a few.
I've got one for you.
All right.
Life without women would be a pain in the butt. Literally.
I don't get it. Anyway, but
you
don't
get that. It could just be men. So how would you?
Oh, pain in. Oh, no, you see, I get it quickly, but I had to. But I had to get it slowly.
No, because
slowly.
Men's brains are.
You need to explain slowly so we can understand fast, please.
Yeah,
we men, remember. But
say,
you know, I asked.
Yes, sir. You, sir, are an oxygen thief.
Yeah, that's you and Ethan.
Yeah, well, I asked someone, when can I love my neighbor?
Why won't you go play in traffic?
No, thanks, because the trucks would be too scared of me.
So I asked, when can I love my neighbor? So someone said, when the husband took a business trip.
Listen to this. This is quite bad. Guys, you must listen seriously, because I'm going to say it only once. The last time I saw something like you, I flushed it.
That is not funny. That's low.
Yeah. I'm busy now. I can ignore you some. Can I ignore you some other time?
What's the difference between men and pigs? Pigs don't turn into men when they drink. Ah, I knew you would do that, because it's the truth.
Another pickup line. I'm going to organize the alphabet, and I will put you and I together.
Oh, sweet.
It's if ugly was a crime, you'll get a life sentence.
Another line.
Your mind is on vacation, but your mouth is working overtime. Hi, guys. Thank you for all of them. That's
You must suffering from a lack of vitamin M.
Eh?
I think you're suffering from a lack of vitamin M.
Vitamin
me? Me.
I know, some people are eye specialists.
Usually
you know,
we understand each other fast.
You know.
But not today.
You know, some people are like eye specialists. You know, I did that and I did that and I'm the that. I'm the that. Yeah, some
I know somebody like that.
Who?
I'm looking at him.
Who?
Tell me, do you know why men love to fall in love first sight?
Why?
It saves a lot of money. All the process.
Yeah. So, you know, the time is on 6:58 actually, and we don't have much time, so we have to just say goodbyes to you. Okay. Thank you so much for being with us.
All right. So just before we go, can I say something serious? So in Israel, Russia, and other countries, today, 9th of May, we celebrate the day of glory win or victory over Nazi Germany. It's celebrated on the 9th of May every year, mentioned in Israel, Russia.
Russia,
Israel, and a lot of other nations, the alien nations, whatever, that's celebrating on the 9th of May, the victory over Nazi Germany.
All right, guys. So we're going to wrap it up. Time is now 6:58 and 35 seconds.
You will
and
be here
I'm
tomorrow.
Going to put a nice song in the meantime till now, from now till the end of the show.
You will be here tomorrow.
Yes, I'm going to be here tomorrow. So please don't forget to listen to us.
Do you have a guest tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I'm actually not sure. But anyway, listen to us. It's going to be very interesting.
Oh, Moshe is going to be here. That's Moshe, your guest. Moshe
Shabbat Shalom and happy Mother Day for Sunday. Huh?
Thank you.
All the mothers.
Thank you.
Yes, for all the mothers. So.
Yes, sir, I can boogie.
I don't know why. It's giving me problems. It doesn't want to. It's my.
No, it's today. It's Japan.
There you go. I want you to enjoy this one. Have a nice evening, guys.
Be safe, people.